Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Thank you, Mildred. Did everybody mark the roll? I can see you did. Class, as you think about the scripture that Mildred just read, how has the Lord directed your paths as you've put your trust in him and lean not unto your own understanding? Yes, Lydia.
I find that when I'm unsure about a decision, when I trust in the Lord, I always end up where I need to be.
Mildred.
Well, I also believe that God sometimes has a greater plan for us than what we can plan for ourselves.
Indeed, he does. I love in this scripture where it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. How do we do that?
Back in 1981, I was first called to serve as the Commissioner of Education. I remember that the feelings of inadequacy that accompanied that call were overwhelming. The church's system had grown from 70 students in 1912 to over 192,000, with some 9,000 teachers. How was I to help such a vast number? Early in that assignment, someone handed me a small roll book. It was from the first class of seminary taught in the church from the year 1912. That first class met in a small building across the street from Granite High School in Salt Lake City, Utah. In this roll book appeared a name that I recognized, a young lady who was 16 years old back in 1912. She was one among many students who was learning the gospel. Her name was Mildred Benyon. Teaching those very first seminary students was Thomas Yates, a Cornell University graduate who in the afternoons rode his horse from the Murray Power Plant to that little building across from Granite High School in order to help those students come to know the scriptures and rely on the Savior. Mildred Benyon, Thomas Yates, and many others like them laid the foundation of this rich and glorious history of seminary and church education. As you can imagine, from 1912 until now, much has changed. Much has happened in 100 years. In 1912, there was but a small number of young people enrolled in seminary. As I mentioned, one of them was Mildred Benyon. 20 years later, that beautiful young lady, Mildred Benyon, would become my mother. She was the daughter of a man we would today call less active. Her mother, my grandmother, was left a widow in the autumn of 1913. Some thoughtful individual in that day must have invited Mildred to seminary. Someone caught a glimpse of how this program would bless the lives of each and every young man and woman in the church. And that one seminary teacher cared enough about Mildred Benyon and prayed fervently enough that the Spirit put the gospel down into her heart. That teacher blessed the lives of tens of thousands of unseen individuals because of the message he taught one girl. What happened in that first classroom is what happens today and will continue to happen time and again, however large our numbers grow. The one will be touched, a testimony will be found or strengthened, and generations to come will be blessed for it.
I love seminary because it gives me an opportunity to get away from the world, forget all the stress.
It's a program made specifically for the youth. It's made to prepare us to go out into the world every single day.
We come to study this constant beacon of truth, the scriptures, and we can rely on these books to keep us centered on what we're aiming for, which is drawing closer to Christ.
Definitely read scriptures. Ponder them, think about them, not just read them, but think about what they mean to you in your life, and let the Lord teach you through those scriptures.
And reading these scriptures has helped me know that Heavenly Father loves me and He knows me personally, and that He only wants the best for me.
Through seminary, you'll develop a really sacred and personal relationship with Christ.
The Atonement of Jesus Christ, I've learned a lot about this year as I've really pondered the scriptures, and I've really felt the Spirit testify to me that He really did die for me and that He is my Savior and He's the light and life of this world, and I can be perfect and my sins can be forgiven through Him.
Sometimes I still come to seminary, maybe not with the best attitude, but I never leave regretting coming. And I think that's the thing I love most is that feeling that it leaves me with and the strength and the courage that it gives me, which sustains me throughout the rest of the day.
En France, on est souvent les seuls membres dans notre lycée, dans notre collège, et c'est pas facile quand on est tout seul. Et d'avoir le séminaire, ça m'a toujours aidé à avoir ce groupe, ce petit groupe, qui pouvait se soutenir, qui pouvait partager des expériences.
Si j'aime le séminaire, c'est parce que ça me permet de me rapprocher en fait de notre Père Céleste.
L'étude des Écritures au séminaire m'a permis d'obtenir un témoignage plus fort de l'Évangile parce que les enseignements qui sont donnés sont simples et sont vrais.
Ça m'aide chaque jour à me préparer pour ma mission parce que, en plus, le séminaire, ça a vraiment fait grandir mon témoignage. Donc, plus j'ai un témoignage grand, plus c'est facile de le partager avec les gens.
Je peux mieux expliquer mes principes parce que je les comprends mieux moi-même.
Ça demande des sacrifices. Ça demande beaucoup de temps, beaucoup d'efforts. Mais ça en vaut la peine. Et encore une fois, je leur dirais que le monde n'est pas facile aujourd'hui, mais que d'avoir cette base, ce soutien dans notre vie, ça va les aider tout au long de leur vie à pouvoir avoir ce roc qui est le Christ.
Soy Erickson Canayo Luna. Vengo a seminario en Canoa.
La clase empieza a 6 de la mañana.
Salgo de mi casa a las 4:30 para llegar al puerto a las 5 y de ahí para salir ya. Son medias horas, 5:30 por ahí, y venimos para aprender cosas buenas en el seminario.
Lo que me gusta del seminario es que cada día aprendemos más de las cosas de Jesucristo.
En tratar de superar todas las pruebas que hay en la vida por medio de leyendo las escrituras y haciendo las oraciones. Cuando mi mamá estaba enferma, ella sufría mucho y entonces comencé a orar, entonces pedí de corazón que al día siguiente estuviera mejor. Entonces fue tal como pide, el pedido de mi oración se cumplió. Entonces pues de que sí, Dios nos quiere mucho.
Es una bendición tener seminarios aquí en nuestras vidas, nosotros como jóvenes tener esa parte del Evangelio de Jesucristo.
Mi nombre es Jorge Luis Arimuel Aiche. Seminario es una fuente muy importante dentro del Evangelio. Me preparo para enseñar a otros, ya sea de mis amigos, mi familia, o incluso cuando voy a salir a la misión. Seminario es muy bueno y que como joven les ayuda muchísimo en afrontar las dificultades y tentaciones que nos traen este mundo.
In the 100 years of seminary that have come and gone, countless lives have been touched. Our task has been and will always be to teach and to learn so that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go down into the heart of the one, the individual son or daughter of Heavenly Father. Our goal is to teach and learn eternal truth in such a way that a child of God can choose to know and to love our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son. To you remarkable young men and women who are students, I encourage you, no matter the challenges you face, to attend seminary, hunger and thirst to know and to do that which the Savior taught. In so doing, the Spirit of the Lord will be your constant companion, and He will strengthen you for the battles you will face and the great work you will perform in families and in the church. I so testify in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.